Okay, today's daf Kuf Chaf He. We are on Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Cheres Katana. If someone has a Cheres Katana, Cheres Katana is a small piece of pottery that broke. It's a small random piece of pottery. Muta L'taltel B'chatzer. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to move it in the chutzar. Avol b'karmelus lo. But you can't move it in the karmelus. Why can't you move it in the karmelus? Why can't you move it in the chutzar? So Rashi says, because in a chutzar, you have other kelim. So you can use this to cover one of the other kelim. In a karmelus, there's no kelim, because you can't really carry in a karmelus. So you can't carry this in a karmelus. Mukso. From Nachman Didei Amar, Afilu B'Karmelis. No, even in a Karmelis you can carry. Alu B'Rishus Harabim Lo, but not in Rishus Harabim. What's a Karmelis? Why? So Rashi explains, because Hoel, well, it's not a Rishus Harabim, a Karmelis, not a Rishus Harabim, and therefore it's Shchichi De'azli V'yas V'hasam. People go there. V'chazi L'chazos Bo Rok, and it's appropriate to cover Rok. You see something disgusting, you'll cover it. You cover it with this piece of pottery, so it's okay. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, oh, I said that already. Rava Amar, Afila B'Rishus Harabim. Even in a Rishus Harabim, you can carry this piece of pottery, where you're carrying it. So, of course, you can only carry it less than 4 amos, because you can't carry in Rishus Harabim. And Rashi explains, Kivon dechatzer klihu, since the chatzer is a kli, ba'al manami lo paka shem kli minei. So it never loses the shame kli. It's always a kli. It's always a kli. V'az de Rava l'taimei. Rava's consistent. De Rava havika azel beriska de mechuzah. Rava was walking down the street in mechuzah. Istavasi masane tina. His shoe got dirty. Asa shame. His attendant ran. Shakel chaspa. He took a piece of pottery. Become a chaperle. He was going to scrape off the dirt on Rava's shoe. The problem is, he's in the middle of the street. So, can't carry. So, Rami Bey Rabbanan Kala. The Rabbanan started to raise a voice. Raise a ruckus. Amar, so Rava said, Lo mistayoy de lo gemiri. Bad enough they don't learn. Right? Migmar nami migmari. Even if they do learn, they learned it wrong. Why? Ilu chatzar havai. If this would have been in a chatzar. If this would have been in a chatzar. Milo havi chazi olachase beimana. Wouldn't it have been possible to cover a kli? Hachanami, chazi l'didi. So too, it's right for me. Chazi l'didi, I can do it. For me, it's good. Amir v'dam Shmuel, megufas chavis she nichtisa. If the cover of a barrel broke, mutter l'taltel b'shabbos. You're allowed to move that broken cover on Shabbos. Why? Rashi says, "V'chazoi l'kisui mana," because you can still use it to cover a kli, right? Tanya nami hachi megufa she nichtasa. If a barrel broke, the cover broke. He v'shivreha it and its broken pieces mutta l'talta l'b'Shabbos are mutta to move on Shabbos. V'lo yispos bimena shever l'chasas bois ha'kli v'zuchlo kariyavita. But you can't smooth it down. You want it to fit perfectly on the kli, or you want to use it for something under the bed. You can't do that. V'imzarka ba'ashpa us. Why can't you do that? Maka v'patish. V'imzarka ba'ashpa usr. And if you threw it into the ashpa, it becomes usr. What does it mean, threw it into the ashpa? I threw it into the garbage, so I've demonstrated that I no longer want this kli. And no longer care about it. Not a kli. It's a piece of garbage. Maskeflor of Papa. 1 second. Does that make sense? Elameyata. Zarak le leglime. Somebody takes a shirt and throws it into the garbage on Shabbos. Why do you do that? I don't know. Hachanami de Aser? Now the shirt becomes Aser? Why does the shirt become Aser? It's a good shirt. How does throwing it into the garbage change anything? What changed? So you threw it into the garbage. So? Right? That's the Gemara's question. What changed? So you threw it into the garbage. Big deal. Ela Amar of Papa, the Papa says, Im Zarka mi bod yom la ashpa, asr. No. You threw the thing in during the day, it becomes asr. During the day, I threw it into the garbage. Before Shabbos started. So what changed? Before Shabbos started, I threw it into the garbage. If it was on Shabbos, no. Before Shabbos started, what changed? What? So he chose didn't want it also, other times also. So when Shabbos started, they didn't even want it. It's very different, right? So Tosfos asks, one second, what if I throw a shirt into the garbage before Shabbos started? It's also muktzeh now? It's a good shirt. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, Hashta taptos lo parich, don't ask me that. Elamayata zorak leglima b'odyom, tekivet lohavi muchen b'odyom, leka l'demuye leglime. You can't compare that to a shirt. Why not? Because the shirt's a real kli. This is a fake kli. It's a broken kli. Okay, you can use the kli to cover kalim. But if you throw it out before Shabbos, you're showing your intent is, I don't want to do that. That doesn't apply to a shirt. Okay. Amar bar hamdure, Amar Shmuel. Krumios shel machateles, strips of a mat, mutil l'taltal on Shabbos. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos. My time of why. Amar rava bar hamdure, asbrali, explain to me. Machatzelis gufal amaychazi. What do you use a machatzelis for? What do you use a mat for? Lekisa be'afra. To cover the dirt. Want to sit down. Hani nami lechazuyin be'mutinofes. Even a strip you can also use to cover the dirt. So you can do it for both. It also points out, it doesn't have to be for the same purpose. It doesn't have to be for the same purpose. A mat I used to sit on, and a strip I also used to sit on. It doesn't have to be for the same purpose. It happens to be, Rashi Tosfos says, L'ravcha demilsa mafari shachi. For no reason, the Gemara had to say it was the same case. Af al gaf, delo boi me'ein malacha rishona, even though it's not the same malacha, ki da'amar of Nachman le'el, cheres ketana mutal tazal of a chatzar, bishon dechazal of kisi b'mana. It can be any reason. Any reason. Fine. Amar b'zeira amar rav, Shari Pruzamios, the remainder of, like, Rashi says, it's the bottom of the talus, of the shirt, that some kind of tufts of whatever, that from the bottom of the shirt that come loose, those are what we're talking about. Asil Tatlon B'Shabbos, that's Muksa. Why is it Muksa? We can do it. Nothing can do with those things. Amar Baya, Matlonios, She'ein b'hem gimel al gimel. Well, it has to be, if it's less than, if it's a piece of patch, less than 3 by 3 fingers, d'lo chazi lo la'anim v'lo la'ashirim. Nobody uses that. Not ashirim, not anim, nobody wants that, therefore it has no purpose, and therefore it's muksa. Tanar Rabbanan. Next. Shivrei tanar yashon, harehein, let's say broken pieces of an oven. Harehein, kikol hakelim hanitolin. It's like any keli that can be moved. Devei Reb Meir. That's what Meir said. Any keli that can be moved for a purpose, like to cover something, or to use to stuff, you know, to stop your bed from being shaky. You stick a thing underneath. It's all mutter. Same thing with a shivrei tanor. Reb Yehuda Omer, any talin. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why not? Why does Reb Yehuda say any talin? It can't. Why not? With the third sheet, there's a third shita, right? We're going to explain all the shitas. Reb Heid, Reb Yossi, Mishum, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, al shivrei tanur yashan, on an old oven, shenitalon b'shabbos, it can be moved, val kisuyav, and on their covers, she'ein sarach beis yad, if they don't have a handle. Okay? That's what he holds. My kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? What's this machlokas about? So Amar Abaya says, the Machlokas is about the following issue. Ba'osin me'ein malacha, ve'ein osin malachton. Ba'osin me'ein malacha, ve'ein osin me'ein malachton kamiflagi. They're arguing about, so when you have a keli, can you use it for a different purpose? That's what they're arguing about. Can you use this piece of pottery for some other purpose? It was an oven. Oven broke. So can I use a pottery now to put in the, what do you call it? To put under the bed? Can I do that? That's what they're arguing about. Vazder, Rabbi Huda l'taimei? Rabbi Huda says, you cannot do that? You can't do that? Therefore, the broken piece of the oven cannot be used for anything else. Verb Meir l'taimei. And Reb Meir says, yes, it can. Right? By the way, our Mishnah said that. Right? That's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, kol ha-keil ha-tolam ha-shabbos, anything that can be moved on Shabbos, shivrei can also be moved. Right? That's the Tanakama. Who's Reb Meir? Reb Yehuda omer, no, b'vadji osim, has to be the same malacha. The Mishnah said that. Okay? What's the chiddush of why we need another brisa that says the same thing? Because the brisa is different. Because this brisa, we're talking about an usser kli, an oven. That's a big chiddush. So you want to tell me you have a cup. Cup is not muksa, and it broke. So can I use the broken cup for to put underneath my bed? Reb Meir says yes, Reb Yehuda says no. It's not at the same purpose. You want to use the cup, it broke a little bit. So I still use it for a cup? They would both say yes. That's okay. But if it's for a different purpose, they both say no. Now I'm talking about saying, oh, sir, an oven. The oven broke. Can I use this piece of oven not to put under my bed? Reb Meir says, yes, you still can. And Reb Yehuda says, no, I still say you can't. Okay? That's what they're arguing about. Maskev lo Rav Rava. So 1 second. If that's what they're arguing about, I hachi, ad miflugi b'shivrei tanur, why are they talking about a broken piece of an oven? Lisnei b'shivrei keilim d'alma. Anything broken. Any broken piece. Why are you picking an oven? It must be it's a special kind of oven. Ella amarava b'shivrei d'hai tanar kamiflagi. It must be a special kind of oven. What kind of oven? Special? Okay, this is not an easy piece now. It's not. There's a mission in Kael that says like this. Nasnu al piabar al piados. If you take an oven and you want to put it over a bar, a pit, and a dus. Rashi says, the difference between a bar and a dus is a bar is made out of earth and a dus is made out of rock. Otherwise, it's the same thing. It's a pit. Now, you want to put the oven right over the mouth of the pit. The problem is, it doesn't really fit. It's too small, the oven. It's going to sink into the pit. So you prop it up with a stone. You put a stone there to strengthen that the oven is in the pit. Okay? Nasnu al piyabar al piyados. V'nasnu shem heaven. You put a stone there. So the oven shouldn't sink. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, 1 second. Is this oven now considered attached to the ground or detached to the ground? What's the status of the oven? What's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda's world, there's a difference. Now, says Rabbi Yehuda, im masik milmata. If you could somehow have access underneath the pit, vihu nisak momaila, and the fire is going to go into the oven, all the way up into the oven, tamei. Then the pit is tamei. Then the oven is tamei. Vimlav, and if not, tahar. If not, the oven is tahar. What? So Rabbi Yehuda learns out of the pasuk. There's a pasuk that says that if an oven gets tamei, it says in the pasuk yutat, you have to break it, you have to break the oven. Rabbi Yehuda learns only things attached to the ground are called yutats, to break it. If it's not attached to the ground, then it's detached from the ground. Then you don't say the word yutats, and therefore it's not a kli, and therefore it doesn't become tamei. So only if it's attached to the ground can an oven become tamei.
So what he's saying is that when he's saying it's tamei, he's saying it's a kli that is makabel.
Exactly. Even though it's an oven,
right,
and it's attached to the ground, yeah, normally things attached to the ground don't become tamei. Because the house can't become tamei, right? But it's an exception. Torah said, smash it. You only use that word if it's things attached to the ground. So if this oven is propped up by the stone, and you light underneath and it's going to reach up into the oven, it's attached to the ground. And if therefore, the imlaf tar, if not tar, the chom omer, no. Hol v'husak mikol makom tamei. I don't hold from that. If this oven's been lit up inside like an oven, then it's tamei. Okay? Umay kamiflagi. So what are they arguing about? I just said, b'hai kra. They're arguing about the following pasuk. It says, tana v'kirayim yutatz. The tana or the oven you should smash, yutatz. Tameim hein, they're tamei, u tameim yi yulochem, and they're going to remain to be tamei. Rav Yehuda savar, mechusin etitza, tamei. If it's lacking the titza, in other words, if it has to be smashed, then it's tamei. She'ein mechusin etitza, but if it's not going to be smashed, why is it not going to be smashed? Because it's attached, because it's not attached to the ground. And if it's not attached to the ground, you don't use the lashon of the titza, tahar. It's then it becomes, to, it remains tahar. It remains tahar. The Chazon Ish asks a question, which I don't fully understand his answer. His question is, good, so it's not attached to the ground. So it's not going to be tameh as an quote-unquote oven. Isn't it still a kli? Why isn't it tameh as a kli? It's still a kli. It's a kli. It's an oven. That's what he says. It's not in the status of an oven. It's still attached to the ground. It's still a kli, though. So what kind of answer is that? What? Huh? It's still a kli. To do what with? To use as an oven. Still a kli. It might not be called an oven. Still a kli. There's different rules. There's rules for ovens, and there's rules for kelim. Right? A keli can't become tamei if it's attached to the ground. A house can't become tamei. But an oven can. Good, it's not an oven. It's not a kli? It's a Chazon Ish question. Such a good question, right? It's not an oven. Good, granted. He goes out the pasuk, fine. Can't argue with the Tana. It's still a kli. So he comes out and says, no, since it's not being used, it's intended purpose, and it's not a kli. That's his answer. His question, I thought, was a good question. Anyway, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, they reject this.
If you have a rock that's intended, you cook it for whatever purpose, attached to the
We're going to get to that. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Rabbanan Savri, no. Tameim yi yulachem yikal makam. Now, what are you talking about? I never heard of this halacha. Has to be only attached to the ground. If it's an oven, it's an oven. Ovens get tamei. When they get tamei, they get smashed. I don't make that distinction at all. Nothing doesn't impress me. Ah, Rabbona nami haksiv yutatz. Doesn't it say yutatz? And isn't yutatz really only for ovens? Only for things attached to the ground? Hahu le'iduch gisa. No, that's teaching me the other side of the story. Normally, things attached to the ground can't become tamei. This is an exception. This is an exception. That's why it says yutatz. You have to smash that. Normally, things attached to the ground don't become tamei. There's an exception. I would have thought. Since it's attached to the ground, it's like it's on the ground, and therefore can't become tamei. Kamash malon, it's not true. V'idach, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Nami haksef tamei miyulachem. Doesn't it say it's going to become tamei like in all cases? He said, oh, no, only if it's attached to the ground. Where'd you get that from? Hahi k'devhuda mashmuel. Dami vhuda mashmuel. Machlokes behasik rishon. The truth is, the whole machlokes is only the first time you use it. The first time you use it, then there's a machlokes, if it's attached or not. Avu behasik sheni, but if it's the second time it's attached, afilu toli betzavar gumel. Even if you're hanging it on a camel's neck. In other words, it's not attached to the ground. I hung it from a tower, the oven. It's not attached to the ground. It's still going to become tamei. Why? That's why it says tamei miyulachem a second time. This halacha that I came up with says Rabbi Yehuda, it's only the first time you use it. That has to be attached to the ground. After that, I agree. Amar Ula said hesek rishon l'rabbanan afilu tova b'tzavar gamal. Hesek rishon, according to the Rabbanan, even if it's not attached to the ground, it's still going to be called an oven, and it's still going to be. The halacha that you have to smash it if it gets tamei. Says Reb Meir, says Rava, that's the machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda had a machlokas in the beginning over here, way up on top, about shivrei tanner. And Abaye said, it's a regular tanner. And Rava said, if it's regular tanner, then why don't you say regular keli? Why are you picking an oven? No, it must be this funny oven where they're arguing about, is it an oven? Is it an oven? Reb Yehuda says, not even an oven. It's not a kli. If it's not a kli, then the shivarma are also not kelim, and therefore they can't be moved. And Reb Meir says, what do you mean? It is an oven. It is an oven, and the shivarm could also be moved. They're arguing about that only that kind of oven. Maskefel Ravashi, Ravashi says, I don't like that pshat either. Right? Ihachi, ad miflugi b'shivrei taner, they're already arguing about the broken pieces of the oven. Liflog b'tana gufa. They should argue about that oven. That oven. What's the story with that oven? Hashta. Tana gufa will be heard to lo havimana. If the oven itself is not even a kli, What shivur mibaya? What the kelim are kli? That doesn't make any sense. If they're arguing about the broken pieces of this funny oven, they should be arguing about the broken pieces of the oven itself. They should not be arguing about the oven itself. What's the story with the oven itself? Ella amravashi la'olam kidamaran meikara. It's like we started off. We start off by saying, ba'ose maise tafka. And what happened was, the oven broke. And you took a piece of the oven, and you did what Jeff wanted to do. You wanted to cook in the broken piece. But now, the cooking's going to be a little different, right? Because you have an oven. No, it's an oven, it's a box. And what are you cooking? Inside the box. Now that a piece broke, I'm going to be cooking on top of the piece. It's not inside, it's outside. Says the Gemara, that says Ravashi, that's what they're arguing about. Is that considered an oven? Rabbi Yehuda said, you're allowed to move a broken piece if you're going to be using it for the same purpose. Right? Is that the same purpose? Says Rabbi Yehuda, of course it is, it's cooking. Says Rabbi Yehuda, of course it's not. An oven cooking the inside, hay cooking on the outside. Not the same thing at all. That's what they're arguing about. Rameir, Dvarav, Rabbi Yehuda, Kamar. Rameir says, I'm talking to you, Rabbi Yehuda. Lididi, according to me, I don't even need to be the same purpose. Afilu osin, ba'osin me'ein malacha. Even if it's a different malacha, I'm okay with it. But el vidach oduli miha de bahai gavda malachtohi. You're cooking. What's your problem? From Yehuda lo dami, he says no. Hasa meseku mi befnim, hacha meseku mi bechutz. Over there, you cook inside an oven, and here you're cooking on the outside of the broken piece. Hasa maimud hacha la maimud. Over there, it's standing up, and over here, it's not standing up. It's a broken piece, and whatever you've propped up somehow to have it cook. It's not the same thing at all, and therefore it says Rabbi Yehuda, I hold it's not the same purpose, and therefore I hold it's muksa. And Rabbi Meir says, I don't even need that, I don't even require it to be the same purpose, and even if it's the same purpose, it is the same purpose, it's cooking. And that's what this machlokas was about. Good? Okay. Next. And the Mishnah said, back to the Mishnah for a second, the Mishnah said, No, the Mishnah didn't say that. The Brisa said, what? Probably not. But it's not muksa anyway. It doesn't move. It's attached to the ground, no? Right. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, Mishum, Rabbi Lozzi, Ben Yaakov, Al Shivri, Tarni, Yashon, Shalim, Tolim, B'Shabbos, Val Kisuyim, She'en, Tzarech, Beis Yad. So Rabbi Yossi was a third Shita. He said that broken pieces of an old oven can be moved on Shabbos, and the covers, as long as they don't have a handle. So what was that about? So Amar Ravina, Kiman metalten l'idna kisur de tanure de masa mechasya, de ein lehem beis achiza. Who, Kiman? Who do we hold like? Kirby Elazar ben Yaakov, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Did I skip? No. Okay. Next. We learned, and we know, that a rock is muksa. Why? Because it serves no purpose. It's a rock sitting on the ground. What are you doing with it? So, and before Shabbos, for sure, it serves no purpose. It says the Mishnah like this. Ha'evin shebikiruha. If you have a stone inside a hollowed out gourd, you've hollowed out your gourd, and you want to fill up water with it. The problem is, the gourd has no strength. You put water in it, it's going to topple over. So you put a stone in there, so it should have a base. So when you fill it up, you're not going to topple over. Right? That's what this means. Evan shebikiruha, a stone inside the gourd. I think that's what it means. Right? Rashi says, dola'as yavesha, a dried out gourd, chalula, hollow, umamala babai, fill it up with water. Umitok shehi kala, it's very, very flimsy. Ve'ena sho'eves, it's not going to except the water, elitzafa, it's going to float. Nostin will even lachbida. You put the stone to weigh it down, and then you can fill it up with water.
Yeah, it's not to keep it steady, so that when you lower it into the well, it'll actually go under the water.
Ah, fine, very good. So, in the malinba, if that's going to work, the ain and ophelis, it's not going to fall. Malinba, go fill up the gourd with water. If not, aim the malinba. You can't do that. Zamora, let's say you have a branch, Shehi Keshura, and it's tied to the, it was tied on Erev Shabbos, Bitafiyath, in some kind of bucket. Do you want to tie, you know, a bucket to fill up the well? Mimalin Bab Shabbos. You're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? Says Rashi in the top line, the Shavya Kli Lahach Zamora. Because this Kli, this branch, not a branch, a vine, the vine. This vine is, what do you call it? Is it considered a Kli? 100%. Pekaka Chalon. This is old Tamar stuff. Pekaka Chalon means, yeah, they used to have in the olden days, they didn't have a window. They didn't have windows like we have today, a glass that you go up and down. But they had a hole in the house, and they had a piece of wood, or a piece of whatever, that they would fill up the hole. They would put it into the hole, take it out, have some air. Maybe they had a screen that they did, I don't know. But they would take this piece is called the Pekaka Chalon. It's the piece they would use to stick into the window. So is that muksa? Is that mutter to put into the window? So Pekaka Chalon, this thing, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Bizman Shikish Kasher Vitalui. One thing, if this you can't get a random piece of wood from the street, so, oh, it looks the same, oh, it's the same size, perfect. You can't do that. If the thing is already tied to the house, so the kids don't run away with it, nobody can steal it, right? Then you can use it and stick and put it into the window. As long as it's kosher, totally. It's tied, and it's also hanging, which means, we'll see tomorrow, that everybody could see, oh, this is the window for this window. This is the pekak, the whole cover for this window. You can see, it's tied, it's hanging there. What? No, because we're going to see, because it's going to be an issue of building. If I take a random thing from the street and I go fill up the hole, didn't I just build on Shabbos?
He says that people can see it.
Right, people can see that it's hanging, that it's already, not building, it's already building. It's already built. It's already there. Like I said, if you have a door and you close the door, is that building?
If people didn't see it, you could do it.
What?
If people didn't see it, you could do it.
You couldn't do it. Pekaka Chalon. Im, Bizman Shu Kasha V'Toloi, Poki can go. Then you can fill it up. Vim Lav, and if not, Im Poki can go. You can't. Why not? Says Rashi. Demechzi, because it looks like Demosif Al Habinyan. You're building. That's what it looks like. Looks like you're building. What?
Does that make it part of the house?
That's yeah, we're going to get to it tomorrow. To hold off tomorrow. Vim Lav, no. Benkach u'benkach pokin bo. Doesn't make a difference. Whether it's attached, whether it's not attached, you're allowed to put this stuff up the window on Shabbos. Okay? Now, Tanan Hasam, we're going to learn later in the Masechta the following issue. Evan shall piha chavis. You have a stone on top of a barrel. Oy, I wanted to open that barrel for Shabbos. Can't open it now. Stone's on top of it. How am I getting it open? I'm not breaking a hole in the middle of the barrel. What do I do now? So, mata al tida, tilt the barrel to the side, fihino fellas, and it'll fall on its own. That's all. You didn't touch the stone at all. This is called tiltal min hatzad. I'm doing it sideways. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabba, Amar Ami. Amar Biyach, remember it's Ami. Lo shanu, this only helps ela bishocheach. If you forgot that there's a stone there before Shabbos. Oh, and you forgot. Aval b'meniach. But if you put the stone there on purpose, naseh basis adavra usher. It becomes a basis for an usher thing. Okay? It's a basis. What?
The barrel itself.
The barrel is a basis to the stone. Right? And therefore you can't move the barrel. You can't move the stone either. Right? Says Rashi says, Lo shanu, I'm in the Rashi of Lo shanu demuter letaltel hachavis, ve'even aleha, the only time we said you can move the barrel and the stones on top of it, dekatani, imhaisa, bein chavios, if it's among other barrels, shari la hatosa sham, you're allowed to turn it over, shlotipo le'even al hachavis shebetzida. Okay, Rashi is talking about that there's other barrels there, so if I move it and knock it over and tilt the barrel, the stone's going to fall in another barrel. So how do I get out of that problem? Go outside. You can move the barrel. You don't have to pick it up and do it right here. I can move it however I want. Tilt it, get the stone off, and then I can open up the barrel.
If you put a
What do you mean?
I'm using a stone as a wine, effectively a stopper, right? Why isn't that Klisha Makor after? I'm allowed to take wine on Shabbos, I'm like, yes. Why isn't it just...
We're gonna get to that in a second. We're talking about now, you put a stone on top of the seal. What if the stone is the seal? That's what you're asking, right?
I thought the stone was acting as the seal.
No, I don't think so. Because now... Right. This is the issue about what's it called? Your candelabra makes the table a basis of davra aser. Right? You put a candelabra on the dining room table, but tomorrow you're having company, you need to move it. You can't move it. Why? Because before Shabbat started, it was muksa. It's there on purpose. And then shocher, I forgot it's there. Of course not. Did it on purpose. Right? So it's on there on purpose. And it can't be moved. I need the place. So what? It makes the whole table awesome. You can't even move the table. So there's ways around it. You put a bencher. Why you put a bencher? What's a bencher doing? Because then you're turning the candelabra or the table into a basis that's used for heter and aser. That's a different story. Right? Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Sha'el B'Shocheach, Avol B'Mniach, Nase, Kisoy, Lahachavis. If you did it on purpose, it becomes a cover to the chavis. Fine. Amar Rabba, Mosvina Nashmaitin. One second. Can we ask Kasha from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, Ha'evan Shebekidera, Shebekirua, the stone's in the gourd, Im Malayin Ba, if you fill it up, the ain of no fellas, and it's not going to fall out, Mimalin Ba, then you can go fill up the well with this improvised bucket of yours. What do you see? Right? That the Evan becomes part of the Kli. Then he can move it. So the Gemara says, Velohi, no, that's not the reason. Hasam kiven dahadge shavya dofen. Now, since it's snug, the stone becomes snug in the gourd, it becomes part of the gourd. Right? But just by putting it there, that would not make it part of the gourd. It has to be snug. So when I put a stone on top of the barrel, it's not snug. Amar of Yosef, Mosvina Nashmaitin. I can ask another question from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, the Imlav, if the gourd's not snug, if the water's going to spill out, ain't Mimalon Ba. You can't use it for a Kli. What do you see from here? Right? Rabbi Yosef said that only if you forgot. But if meniach, nase kisui lahachavis, it becomes a cover, right? So what didn't we just see? It's not like that. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef. It's a kasha on himself. Flohi, it's not a kasha. Hasam, by the case of the gourd, kiven de lohadka, betule batla, right? Since it's not snug, betule batla. What does betule batla mean? You don't care about this stone. I don't care about that stone. Who cares about a stone? But by the barrel, right? I'm using the barrel, I'm using the stone as the cover. What do you mean I don't care about it? Of course I care about it. I don't want bugs going in the wine. Of course I care about it. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi made a statement. Rabbi said, if you forgot the stone, it becomes a basis. Rabbi Yosef said, if you forgot the stone, it becomes a cover. What's the difference? What are they arguing about? My kamiflagi, Mar Savar, Rabami held, Ba'inon, Maisa. I need a Maisa to make something into a Kli. Just sticking on top of this barrel, I make it into a Kli. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Yosef held, Lo Ba'inon Maisa, or Barasi really, Lo Ba'inon Maisa. You don't need a Maisa, therefore just by putting a stone on top of the barrel, it's a very small maisa, almost an insignificant maisa, didn't do anything really, that's enough, and therefore it becomes part of the kli, and therefore I can move it. Vazel tamayu, and they're consistent. Dechiyasar of Dimi, Umr of Chanina, Va'amrila, Umr of Zera, Umr of Chanina, Pamachas, one time, Halach, Rebbe, Lamakom Echad, Rebbe went somewhere, Vinimsa, Nidbach, Shalavanim. He saw like a platform of stones, and this is a perfect place to give shir tomorrow. What a perfect spot, right? V'amar, and he said, L'talmidav, said to the students, to go, v'chashvu, k'dei l'shineshev alev l'machar. Go get it ready for tomorrow. V'lowitz t'rechina rebbe l'maisa. You don't have to do anything. Right? What do the boys have to do? Put a sign. Don't touch. We're having shir here tomorrow. Right? V'rabbi Yochanan amar, hutz t'rechina rebbe l'maisa. No. They have to do something. My amalahu, what maisa did of course Rabbi Yochanan, what do they have to do? What maisa have to do? I want to designate those stones, we're going to sit on them, we're going to have a shiur there tomorrow. What do you have to do? So Rabami Omar, Tzu v'lamdum amalahu. He told them to arrange them, the Rashi says. Sidru osam ve'shivam. K'teshal etzdarech liga behem l'machar. Go set them up today, so I don't have to touch them tomorrow. Because really they're rocks. But they're smooth, whatever it is. So go tell them today, go set it up today. Rabasi Omar Tzu v'shafshif from amalahu. He didn't tell them to go set it up. He told them to make it smooth and nice. Maybe get rid of the dirt. It's a much less of a maisa. Right? It's a much less of a maisa. Right? It's not considered a maisa chashuv. And Rav Asi held, you need any kind of maisa. And that's the kind of maisa. So what you see, again, is they're arguing about the extent of a maisa in order to make something not into a kli. Well, according to both of them, no. You just do a maisa.
I have to do something.
Something. What kind of maisa? They're arguing about the level of maisa. One says any old thing you could do. So, you know, you go, like, take your hand, you wipe off some dirt. Oh, I did a maisa. According to the other one, they got to do something more. You have to set them up, arrange them, got to do a real maisa. So when I take a rock and I put it on top of a kli, what did I do? According to one, virtually nothing. But you know what? That's enough. And according to the other one, no, you have to make it into the actual cover of the kli. If you make it into the cover of the kli, that's a real maisa. I just made a cover.
So the hammer to use as a nutcracker, it doesn't become...
No, because a hammer is different. A hammer is already a kli.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference. This is not a kli. Exactly. It's a big difference. Itmar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul Omar. Itmar. So... Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul Amar, it wasn't, that's not what it was. It wasn't a bunch of stones. It was, Soash l'koros have it. It was a stack of beams. And that's why he told them, go fix it up and get it ready to sit. We're going to have to shear on the beams. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul Amar, Ngosha shal svina haya. It was, I don't know if there's a word for this. It's like in the front of the boat. They used to have like a big...
See how deep the water is.
What's that called? Whatever it is. So a stick to see how deep the water... What?
A sounding.
A what?
Sounding pole.
A sounding pole. So that's what it was. It wasn't a bunch of rocks. It was a sounding pole. They were going to use that to sit on to make a shear around the sounding pole. So he told them, go make the sounding pole ready. Get it ready for tomorrow. Mandam or Goshosh, if you held it was a sounding pole, Koshkein Soars, certainly a pile of beams. Mandam or Soars, but if it was a pile of beams, Aval Goshosh, but a Goshosh, which is a sounding pole, Kapid Alayhu, they would hold that they were makbid about that. Now, Zmorik Hishi Kishura, we said that the vine was tied to the bucket, and therefore you could use it as a kli. Kishura in, lo kishura lo. If it was tied, yeah. And if it's not tied, you can't tie a vine on Shabbos. A vine's really muksa. You want to make a vine into a rope, then do it before Shabbos. V'leima masnis and deloka Rabshir Ben Gamliel. This must be not like Rabshir Ben Gamliel. The Tanya, Rabshir Ben Gamliel, the Tanya, Charios Shel Dekel, if you have branches of dekel, branches of some kind of tree, right? Shegadrin le'etim, you were going to originally use it for fire, for what do you call it? For food. Or you're going to build something out of it. Then you change your mind. V'nimlach alehin le'yeshiva. You change your mind. Do you know what? This is a perfect place to sit on tomorrow for the kids. Perfect. Change your mind. Tzarech likshar. You have to tie them up to make a demonstration that's no longer set aside. Now I'm using it. You don't have to do that. In your head, someone has said this before, in your head, I made it into a kli. In your head. Right? Machshava alone. I'm going to use that vine. Why don't I tie it onto the kli before Shabbos? I ran out of time. But I'm going to do it tomorrow. Amr of Sheshif. No. Afil tamer of Shur Ben Gamliel. Our Mishnah can even be Shur Ben Gamliel. Hacha our Mishnah, B'mayeskina, what are we talking about? Listen to this. B'mechuberes bo'eveha. It's connected to the tree. It's still connected to the ground. You hear this? It's connected to the ground. The vine. Yeah. So how could you use a vine connected to the ground? Mani, who said this? I'm sorry. Ihachi kamashtamash mechubal lakarka. If that's true, then you're using mechubal lakarka. You ought to do that. You ought to use something attached to the ground. What's going on here? Right? Rashi says, I feel a kshubi bod yoblitzer. And even if you tied it on Friday, you still can't use it for the attached to the ground. Says the Gemara, lamata mi gimel. No. It was less than 3 tfachim to the ground. So Rashi says, samach lakarka, the kigon l'shoev min amayin she'eno amuk. It's a very, very shallow well. Umutu l'heshtamesh be'ilon lamata mi gimel. You're allowed to use a tree less than 3 tfachim to the ground. Kidamrinan beperek basra de erevin. Like we're going to learn in the last paragraph of Erevin, hayusharosh of gavom min aretz gimel lo yeshev aleihen. If a stump is 3 tvachim higher than the ground, don't sit on that. What if it's less than 3 tvachim? Then you could sit on it. I detach to the ground. See from here, not true. If it's less than 3 tvachim from the ground, it becomes mutter somehow. What exactly is the heter here? I'm not 100% sure. Right? Rabashi Amar, no. I feel it's him tlusha. You could even say it's tlusha. Gezera shema yiktom. There's a gzera that maybe you'll come, it's not, the answer is it's not, what? What did you say? Yiktom. What does yiktom mean? Miktom means you'll cut it off. But one second, it's already detached from the ground. Right? It's already detached from the ground. What are you cutting over here? Right? The answer is, this is too long, this vine. Way too long, this vine. I need to make it shorter. It's detached. When you cut it, you're not over makom patish. Now, I finished it up. Before it was a vine that I wasn't good. Now I made it good. So it's a zero. Don't use any vines. Doesn't have to be, forget attached. Now, even if Shir Megamlil would hold, I have no issue in the etzem. You don't have to do an act to designate it. You can do it in your head. So why don't I let you tie it on Shabbos? You designated it on Friday. Because I'm a zero. There, maybe you'll cut it down to make it the right size, and that's a problem of makom patish. Okay? Yeah, very good. One more. You know what? Let's stop here because even though there's a two dots at the bottom, it really shouldn't be a two dots. It's really one long sugya. It's going to keep on going. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.